welcome back to The Ultimate Guide to Beauty with Cher Webb. And we've chosen a topic this week, I think, that we're both so passionate about.
So excited about. Yay!
Go on, Cher. What is it?
We're going to talk about mascaras and our favourites and how to apply them.
Can I tell you a bit about my relationship with mascara?
Please do, yes.
So it's my favourite. Of all the products, mascara is my favourite. For me, it makes the biggest difference to my face. And I've literally spent my entire life from the age of about 16 trying to find the ultimate mascara. And one person recommends one and then I try it and it doesn't work for me. And I just find some brushes impossible to work with. I get it on my eyelids.
Same.
Tell me, what is the trick?
It's like finding the perfect mascara is like finding a bra that fits you perfectly. So you're always on the hunt for that next better thing. But mascara is, for most women, their desert island product.
Yeah.
It certainly is for me. I don't really leave the house without mascara.
I feel alive and awake and pretty with mascara.
Definitely.
On.
If I could have one thing, it wouldn't be even a foundation. It would just be that my lashes have a coating of mascara on them.
Yeah.
It gives you that instant drama.
It does, everything else,
you have to work out a little bit more. Foundation, lipsticks, you have to kind of apply them in a certain way. Mascaras, you put it on and instantly you feel more awake. Your lashes look longer, darker and more groomed. So you just feel that bit more done, don't you?
Now, let's start at the very beginning, because before we even use our mascara, you've mentioned to me that you need to prep. And I never knew this.
Right. So the amount of people that I work with that have never tried an eyelash curler before. And what I do is I squeeze one lash, show them the before and the after, and the difference is massive. So you almost give your mascara like a head start by curling them. And you want to give it like 5 to 10 pumps from the root and then up the lash.
Some people get very scared of eyelash curlers.
They do.
They look like
quite
torture
scared.
Implements.
They do. And if they pinch, it really does hurt. So it's almost like people avoid it. Once you get the hang of it, I see people doing it on the tube. I'm like, yes, girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like the Shumira one.
That's a favourite. And also the Surratt have an award-winning lash curler. And that is also, it's almost like shaped in a different way and it grabs every single lash, the ones in the very corner and the outer corner.
Surratt.
Surratt.
Okay,
so Liberty's have them, yeah.
Okay.
And that's their best seller out of all of their cosmetics, and they're an amazing brand. The lash curler is their number one seller.
Okay.
Which speaks lash volumes.
I was gonna So five to six pumps.
5 to 6 pumps.
Yeah.
Looking down. So look down and then just find your groove and then just squeeze and just pump away. And once you start using it, you'll never go back. You'll never go back. I promise you that.
So we've got our pumped up lashes.
Got your pump on.
Now, oh my God, we're going in a bad
direction.
I suppose a bit like with skincare, there are different types of mascaras for different types of lashes. And I mean, for me, I like getting huge, dramatic volume.
Yes.
I want to look like I'm going out every day. I don't care. I just want them to be big.
Yeah. And almost that false look lash.
Yes.
You know, like it's almost like you've actually built it up to look like you've got like 5 more layers of lash on there.
Yeah.
But it does really depend on your eye shape and the size of your eyes. If you use a massive brush and you've got small eyes and small lashes, you're going to make a mess.
Yes.
It's almost that big versus small thing. I hear it all the time. Like my friend uses Great Lash from Maybelline, but I actually really suit a bigger mascara wand like the In Extreme Dimension from MAC. There's like so many different ones that suit different people. So you do have to try them. The only advantage of them going like off after like 10 weeks, whatever it is, that you're forced to actually go and buy a new mascara.
Yeah, but some people might not buy a new mascara.
They dry out though, don't they?
They dry out. I tell you what really dries out, and it's a real shame because I absolutely love their stuff. The YSL mascaras.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it.
Because they've got Le Shock, The Shock in England, which is absolutely,
it's up there in like the top 3 bestsellers in the world.
Is it?
Yeah, it really is.
I discovered it at the airport and I bought it just kind of because I needed a new mascara. And I was so happy with it, but literally within 7 weeks it was dry.
The packaging looks amazing. The wand has just the right amount of formula on it, so it's not too clumpy. But I know what you mean. After a little amount of time, I can almost smell that it's kind of like on its way out.
Yeah.
So just use as much of you can, like much of it as you can in that time that
but
you've got it.
But it's expensive. It's 25 quid.
It is. I mean, and do you know what? Some of the drugstore brands that I'm being sent, like lots of products from drugstores. And do you know what? They are just as good.
Do you think? People say that, but I've never found a drugstore mascara as good as a YSL.
Right. What was your first ever mascara? Because it probably was a drugstore. It was, and what was it? Was it Great Lash from Maybelline?
No, do you know, it wasn't. Loads of my friends said
the
that
pink
mine
and the,
was...
The pink and green packaging.
Yeah, that
yeah,
was
so
like
many
the
people have
iconic
that.
Iconic one.
As their first. Yeah.
Mine was the L'Oreal volumizing one.
And did you love it at the time?
I thought it was the best thing ever.
When's
the
last time you tried it?
Not for a long time.
Right, if you went back and tried it, I'm sure that you'd be really, really surprised with it.
Do you think?
I guarantee, yeah. Just try it over Christmas. Just buy one. Ask for one on your Christmas list or something.
Okay.
Do try it, because I've tried one from L'Oreal called the Unlimited Lash, and it gave me more volume, and your lashes stayed up. I think quite often as well with mascaras, if you put loads of mascara on, they can sometimes like drift down throughout the day.
Yeah.
This stayed up.
Really?
It's almost like they've been sprayed with like hairspray. They were up for the full day, and it's $7.99.
That's not bad at all, is it?
It's worth a go, 100%.
But there's something so exciting about mascaras, because as you said, they do go off quickly, and you've got this like plethora of exciting mascaras to explore.
Absolutely.
Do you think, I mean, going back to the different lash types, so I know, like, for example, a really close friend of mine, she calls them her cow lashes, very long, straight lashes that refuse to curl.
Does she curl them?
Not always. But
I bet they look amazing if she curled them.
Yeah. But she'll go for different mascaras to me, whereas mine do stay up, but they're short and stubby. So you'll find me, I'll put on 10 layers of mascara. I get a little bit obsessed. I'm like, bum, bum, bum. I can't stop because I want them to be so big.
Do you reapply throughout the day? Or
no.
Once you've put it on and it's set, you kind of stick to that?
Once I put it on and it's set. Because I find with a lot of mascaras, if you reapply over the top, they just become
twiggy.
Like tarantula. Well, yeah, a bit of a twiggy. Some people like that look.
Some people
though.
Love it. My little sister used to sleep in her mascara, take everything else off, and 5 days in, she'd have like three lashes. Just three, just poking out. But they were huge. And I'm like, Emma, let's get that off.
That's so naughty.
But she had so many lovely lashes underneath it. But I think when she was a teenager, she loved that clumpy look.
Yeah.
And some people really do go for that.
So what are your favourite mascaras, if we're looking?
So Clinique have one called High Impact, which is like in a dark green bottle, dark green container. And the wand on that has got so many fibres, it grabs every single lash. So that's up there, like in my top three.
Is that, does that give a really volumey look or a more natural look?
It's a volumey look, but you can build it up.
Okay.
And it's also a really versatile brush, which suits small eyes, small lashes, big lashes, curly lashes. So one for your makeup kit, which is a great generic one, would be the High Impact.
Oh, and can I add the Clinique bottom lash?
I was going to say.
Oh, go on. Can we just talk about it?
Not many brands have this. So it's a mascara dedicated just to your bottom lashes, because they often get forgotten about.
Yeah.
And if you use your mascara that you use in your top lashes, you know what it's like. You're stretching your face open, your eyes are like wide, and you're trying to get it in there, and you always make a mess.
Yeah.
This is like a miniature. It's almost like the same brow what you use for your eyebrows.
Yeah.
So a tiny one for your bottom lashes, and it doesn't smudge.
Do you know what else? What I sometimes do?
It's genius.
I found as I'm getting a bit older, because I used to always like pencil in my waterline at the bottom.
Yeah.
And I found it was just, it sometimes doesn't look as good as it used to. So what I'm doing now, I'm getting my Clinique bottom lash mascara and just working it into the bottom roots.
What a technique.
I know.
And I love it.
I invented it. just by doing that, it's got the eyeliner look, but it also, I don't know what it does. I've done it today.
It looks like you've got a really light shadow. It's a bit more rock and roll than putting like,
rock and roll.
It is. And it's almost like that, leaving that little bit of smudge there. That still looks really neat, what I can see on you now.
I love it. It's my new thing. I absolutely love it. And the people who introduced me actually to the bottom lash were Pixie Wu, Sam and Nick.
Yes.
Years and years ago, they were like, this is the thing everybody needs.
Because no other brand had it.
No.
So every makeup artist would have this little tiny white tube.
Yeah.
You're like, what's that? And instantly I thought it was for eyebrows. But it's for your bottom lashes. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's super jet black as well.
Oh, it's so good. So good.
I think they have a brown one, which is if you're going for something a bit more natural, you can always opt for that one instead.
Yeah. But it's a must have. Also, two Clinique products. Interesting.
Absolutely. But my favourite one from MAC is In Extreme Dimension 3D Black. And ooh, I use that on everyone, and it literally looks like you have a false lash on. It's quite wet, so you can keep working and working through it. I think you'd love it.
Yes, I can keep doing it again. Are we allowed to talk about some of the people whose makeup you do?
Yes.
Because like,
of course.
You, sometimes you come in and you're like, oh yeah, I was doing this person's makeup. So like, who have you done recently?
So Helen Mirren.
You've
I've done Helen
Mirren.
And I learned so much from her. Every time I meet her, she's so elegant, and she tells me how she wants her makeup, which I think is great in itself because she knows what suits her face. And also she has a tattoo on her hand of a swallow, which, you know, she plays the queen in like some of the roles that she plays. Yeah. So every time she goes to something or she plays a different character, we have to cover this like amazing bird that's on her hand.
What do you use?
I use full coverage from MAC.
Ooh.
And then powder it, and you can never see it, but she'll never get it removed. She's like, this is me, and it always takes me back to my wilder days, darling.
That makes me want to get a tattoo. You've got a tattoo, haven't you?
I've got 15.
You've got 15 tattoos?
I've got both my arms are covered. But
are they?
You've never seen them because it's been winter since we've met. So, yeah.
Oh, and I really want to get
one. Fingers and everything.
My mum said she'll never speak to me again if I get a tattoo. I mean, I'm 38 years old, mum. For goodness sake.
What would you get?
Well, I was thinking, it sounds a bit weird, but because I had a cesarean both times with my kids.
Yeah.
Part of me just wants, my daughter's name's Poppy and my son's name is Louis, just a tiny P and L near the scar.
That would be lovely. And do you know what? Your mum wouldn't see it.
She wouldn't see it, but she'd know. Oh, she'd know.
She would know, wouldn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
Straight away.
My sister got a tattoo and the reaction included tears, denial and anger.
Oh!
I'll never forget.
I love it. She sussed her out straight away,
yeah.
Didn't she?
So you've done Helen Mirren. Who else?
So Rita Ora.
Oh, my God.
And I did her UK tour a few years back and we were together for like 4 months on the bus every day. And
really?
It was so much fun. Yeah. You know, kind of lived in there with the team. It was just brilliant. But she loves her makeup and she loves a full lash. And, you know, when I first met her, we were putting on false lashes for every show. By the end of it, we were working the mascara right in there, so she didn't have to have that.
What did you use on Rita?
It was the IED from MAC,
okay,
in Extreme
so
Dimension.
Is...
So it's a really big one. And it's, you know, on Instagram, when I ask people, like, what's your fave mascara, that always comes up really, really high. I think it's like £16,
£16.50.
Okay, so it's
not too expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, it is expensive, but compared to, as I was saying before, the YSL, that dries out, that's a much better.
This feels like there's a lot of formula within it, so it does last that bit longer.
Yeah. I've been using the Hourglass mascara recently.
I've not tried that.
It's nice.
What's the one
it's
like
really
on that
nice.
One?
It's quite it's kind of one that would work on most eye types. It's not too thick, but it's just, I'm wearing it today actually.
Your lashes look
banging
today.
It's really good. I really, really like it, the Hourglass one. That's probably more expensive as well.
Does it curl your lashes as you put it on? Because yours look really curly today.
But it's just because of the way I do it though. I'm literally like starting from the roots and building up. I just, because I've been using loads of mascara for so many years, I literally look down at the mirror, like you were saying before, and I just coat and coat and coat.
And you wiggle a little bit.
And I wiggle it in the roots. Always work on the roots.
Do you know what's really interesting? When I do people's makeup, when it gets to the mascara part, I always say, do you know what? Do you want to just do this?
Yes.
Because no one can ever really do their mascara as well as, you know, that person themselves. So it's a totally independent thing. Everyone just gets in there and then I just tweak the outer and the inner corners because they often get forgotten about.
Yes, and the outer, what would you say the outer corners are the most important
part?
Yeah,
I think it kind of gives you that more like feline shape and it gives that more almond eye shape. So use the end of your mascara wand, make sure there's not too much product on it and then just feed it through every single lash, the inner ones, the outer ones, and it gives you more of a fan look.
Yeah. Are there any cheaper mascaras we mentioned before? What was the one you mentioned before?
That was the Unlimited from L'Oreal.
There's
the Colossal from Maybelline as well, which is, I think, £6.50.
Is that good?
And, yeah, people, if I'm ever like without mascara, I'll run into Superdrug quickly and I'll just grab that as a lifesaver. It's really good. Really good.
It's nice and cheap as well.
But NARS have a new one. Have you seen it? It's the Red Climax. It's in that wand that's kind of like got the spindly bit. Yeah, it's, I think every blogger, vlogger, everyone had this like before it was launched and it was massive before it even was on the high street. And it actually does work on every lash. And
so
I think
it's a bit of a different, it's a different type of brush, isn't it? What have they done?
It's a bit different. It's kind of got, it's woven, but it's got a bit of a gap in it so you can get right in there and you don't really make much mess. But it's a full lash with this one.
Would you say with the mascara, it's more the brush or the formula?
Oh, I think it's a bit of both.
Bit of both.
Yeah, I think the brush plays a huge, huge part in it. I don't like the ones that are like almost like a fishbone with like the gaps in them, like
no,
a comb.
I
can't.
They
don't work for me at all.
They just get everything all clumped up for me.
They do, but what a lot of makeup artists do, they use that one first to comb through and give the lashes like that real thick sort of like black coat. And then they go in with a bigger brush and make them more feathery. So maybe like the technique of the two, but for your everyday woman, I think, you know, it works for you personally. You've got to find your right one.
So let's finish off. Let's look at two lash types, short and stumpy, and you can give maybe some technical advice, and then longer but kind of harder to work with, straighter.
Okay, so always, if your lashes are quite fair and they're short, have them tinted. It makes such a difference. Before your mascara, before anything else, get them tinted. Always curl them and then use something with quite a small brush with a lot of product on the wand. So MAC have one called Extended Play, and that you can literally go over and over and over it and it doesn't dry. You can even reapply it throughout the day.
That's
so
good.
You might love that, actually. Yes. If your lashes are really long, again, have them tinted, but then curl them and then use something like with that big, big full brush. The YSL, obviously, is up there. The NARS one or the IED from MAC for your bigger lash, and you'll just feel like you've just dressed your lashes in seconds if they're long.
And finally, smudging.
Let your mascara dry. Let's say you've spilled a bit of paint on your carpet and you instantly wipe it. You're going to smear that all up the carpet. Just let it dry. Do something else on your face. Do your brows. Do your lipstick. Go back with a cotton tip and it just comes off.
Okay.
If you smudge it off, then you've smudged it right into your concealer and all the rest of it. So let it dry.
Let it dry. Oh, my goodness. Got a bit of a wheeze there, Shay.
I know. Oh, my God. I don't even smoke. It sometimes.
I know. Oh, thank you for our mascara tips. Don't forget, so this is our mini-series, I'm forgetting what it is now, the Ultimate Guide to Makeup, every single Wednesday. And I'm loving doing this.
Same here. I can't wait till next Wednesday.